Okay. Perfect. So, Adrian Ackerman.
Present.
Thank you. Ann Lopez.
Here.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper.
Here.
Thank you. Leanne Hernandez. I do not see her on. And she is a new member. Lily Tate.
Here.
Thank you. Jim Glock.
Present.
Thank you. Janet Fisher. Oh, she was on. She's logging back in. Okay. Kenna Smith.
Here.
Thank you. Lara Sommers, I believe, could not make it. Margaret Joplin. Do not see. Maureen Lewick.
Here.
Thank you. Mel Dominguez. Muted.
Present. Sorry about that.
Thank you. Nancy Fung.
Here.
Thank you. Bob Clark.
Here.
Thank you. Valerie Sanchez. Do not see. Valerie Sipp.
Present.
Thank you. Janet Fisher.
Here.
Thank you. And we do have quorum. You are muted, Vice Chair Mel.
Sorry about that. You know, I just realized I don't have the agenda in front of me. So I'm sorry. I'm going to try to get that really quick. I guess this is the time for the Pledge of Allegiance. So, and a moment of silence for those who don't participate. So we'll take that time. Is there a timer for that?
1 minute.
Okay. And I believe that's the 1 minute. Thank you all for being here. I'm trying to do my best to be able to look at my notes and talk to you at the same time. But thank you for all for being here. Let's see, we have the next subject is the welcome and chairperson's report. Leticia, can you help me with this part?
I
I guess
think,
we're making an announcement, right, about Alex?
yes, that's when you go ahead and make some formal announcements to the committee. You can mention Alex and anything else you want to bring to the committee's attention.
Okay. Well, since we have Alex here, does Alex make that announcement or do I make the announcement?
She can speak. You
Alex.
can, yeah, if you want her to go ahead and speak, that's fine.
I mean, I would love for Alex to say it better. So, Alex, please tell them what you're up to.
Hi, everybody. Hopefully you all received my farewell note letter. I'm going to be, and I am right now, the grants coordinator at the Arts Foundation, so I can't serve on the panel, which makes me sad. Thank you all for your patience and your time and cooperation, and I just hope everyone continues to stay engaged, and I encourage everyone to reach out to me if you have questions about what it's like being chair, because we really need someone to step up and be chair. And I think, I'm not sure if Mel will, Mel has an announcement later too on that, but I will be in the new role as grants coordinator. I'm also having a baby in January. So lots of exciting things happening in my life. And I will, because I can't attach an image in the chat, but I'm having an art fundraiser for, I'm having a home birth and for maternity leave, et cetera. So I will share those two things that I'm only privately selling. I'm not doing markets this season. So if you want to support me and my artwork, I have two opportunities to do so. And I'm not chair anymore. So there's no weird kind of conflict. So it's just me, Tisonen. An artist. So anyways, thank you all. I've enjoyed seeing your squares every month and seeing you once in person. And I'm sure I'll see you all again in person. Thanks.
No, thank you, Alex, for your service and the time that you've dedicated to the Arts Foundation. It's been much appreciated, your leadership, and we look forward to seeing you in your grants coordinator position. So thank you very much. And for those who can support, please support. But now we're moving on to the public arts director report. Wyland?
Hello, everybody. So this is going to be a new little segment that we're going to add to all of our monthly agendas, and it'll be a public arts director report. And the goal is for me to provide all of you in the public at large with more information about the current state of our projects and any new and upcoming updates. And essentially, I'll share with you a snapshot of a sort of overview of our public art projects. And then I also wanted to entertain the option to offer if any panel members are interested in asking about specific things that we could take that information and provide it at the following meeting after that. So I'm going to share my screen just so you have a look at what we're about to. There you go. So I'm going to see the agenda. So this is an interface. It's still in the works, but largely intact, and what we use to share with our board the current state of things every quarter. The data comes from our active project management database. We use Airtable. So this month, we currently have 57 active projects, 4 maintenance, and then 3 in relocation. As you can see, most of them are our capital improvement projects, which is pretty common. But what's not is that our donations are at 28% in comparison to 38. And I don't have numbers to share with you about previous months, but this was much smaller. The projects by ward or district, Ward 1 has 13 active projects. One of the largest at the time. And then we'll also be sharing every month what departments are funding these projects. And largely because of the Prop 407 bond that's happening right now, Parks and DTM have the most, and that's going to be consistent for a couple of years. I also added this feature that may or may not be helpful to you, but it's a timeline of our start dates and projected end dates for each project. And as you can see, we have a number of projects active that will be ending in the next couple of years. As we move down to more future projects that we know of, they'll be increasing in the coming years. The pink ones or red are donation projects, and the blue ones are 1% projects. So I'm gonna go ahead and stop sharing. And I'm gonna also work on a way to provide this to you in a printable form so you can look at it at a later time. The interfaces specifically for project managers involved, arts organization staff. And that's essentially it. I'm gonna hopefully give you some updates and keep you aware of what's going on every month. One other new thing is if you're interested in specific projects, we do have our website, and all of the projects have their own web page. And in that web page has a call to artists, that sort of information. What we will be doing starting next year is adding the panel members so you can see who the public panels are for each of those projects. Links to the information that the public information that they also receive, which is like their role, the panel handbook and a call to artist, and any major updates with the project will be there. So you'll be able to see what's going on with individual projects as well as, this overview. Thanks, Kenna. And lastly, I'd like to have Adrian make an announcement about Solidarte, and I'll close with that. Adrian, you wanna get everyone jazzed up?
Sure. Thank you, Wilwin. Hi, everyone. Adrian Ackerman. I previously held a position at the Pima County Health Department and helped to work with Adriana and the wonderful crew at the Arts Foundation to bring the project of Saludarte into being. And we are now wrapping up this 2-year engagement. And I know that at our last PACD meeting, Sadie did a wonderful job of kind of introducing the project to you. I'm here today to announce our fourth Saludarte celebration event. It is our last Tucson-based event because the fifth one will be taking place in Ajo. And we would just love to see you there and to see your friends and your family and your organizations that you would like to see represented. It is taking place this Sunday, October 15th at Madge Utterback Middle School from 2 to 6 p.m. And our featured artist for this event is Barbia Williams. And just as a reminder, in case you have forgotten, this project was, it was a real work of love between the two different organizations and about 15 community members from a specified zip code in this area right around Madge Utterback School. You can learn more about it at the link that Adriana just dropped into the chat. But basically, we brought community members together and they learned about the public art process. They were able to select, you know, the artists that they wanted to represent their stories. And then through a series of hands-on activities, they shared their experiences throughout the pandemic, as well as their hopes and dreams for the future. And what we learned with all of the districts we've been working with, but especially with this group, lots of people had a lot more trauma to unpack from the pandemic than they realized. These activities really helped them to process a lot of what they went through. And also, they have some really wonderful aspirations for their communities moving forward. So Barbia Williams has put together just like a whole smorgasbord of representations of these stories and aspirations. There's some sculptural elements. There's some performance piece. There's interactive games. And all of these things will be featured at this event alongside free health resources. So we have the new COVID-19 vaccine, like hot off the presses. We have flu vaccines and RSV vaccines, which we know are really highly in demand for our more elderly and our much younger community members. And then there's a lot of other health resources, as well as resources from community workforce development, from the libraries. Folks can come to this kind of one-stop shop to get their health in order and to also enjoy performances. We've got flamenco performances, mariachi performances, as well as Barbia's art and performances. So we would love to see you again, 2 to 6 p.m. October 15th, this Sunday at Madge Utterback Middle School. You know, stop in at Tucson, meet yourself, and then head there. And thank you for entertaining this little PSA for this project that we just love dearly and has brought us all a lot of joy and healing. We hope to share it with you.
Thank I guess you. Thank you. Was that all for the public art review? Because if not, I guess we're moving over to the meeting minutes to be approved.
Correct.
So who does that? Do I do that? Do I help have somebody else do that?
Move to approve the minutes.
Does anybody say?
Second.
Thank you so much for that.
Okay, so now I will take roll call. Adrian Ackerman?
Aye.
Thank you. Ann Lopez?
Yes.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper?
Yes.
Thank you. Lily Tate?
Approve.
Thank you. Jim Glock?
Yes.
Thank you. Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Thank you. Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Thank you. Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Thank you. Mal Dominguez?
Approve.
Thank you. Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Thank you. Bob Clark? I think you're muted, Bob. Give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Thank you. And Valerie Sipp.
Approved.
Thank you. We do have a unanimous approval.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone, for reviewing the minutes and approving them. I believe, do we move on to the, what we're doing is, so Alex is moving on to working with the grants coordinator. And then myself, I have become a little bit overwhelmed and busy. And so I too, myself, am stepping down. So in November, there'll be elections for new chairpersons, both vice and the main chairperson. I did nominate my wife to participate and get nominated to participate in the panel. So I'm hoping that all goes well and she gets approved and she catches up with all the activities that have been taking place with the Arts Foundation. But my wife, Melissa Brown Dominguez, is very involved. She works at the U of A as a project manager for enrollment marketing. And she's very much involved at Galleria Mitotera as a project manager for myself and other artists that are doing projects with the U of A at the Confluence Center, et cetera. So she's very involved. And she's very passionate, and she's very much in this field of working in the administrative kind of end of things and project management field. So I'm excited for her. She's not here with me right now to listen in on this meeting, but she reads all my emails. So she reads all the agendas. So I'm very confident that she's fully caught up on all of the things that are arts related. And I'm very, very excited for that. But on the agenda, let's see what else we have is, I think we're going to go over to Abby to discuss our number 7 topic, which is public art donation and discussion and a vote. Abby, are you all set?
May I add one note? Vice Chair, Chair Mel, since you're now chair, I think for the next 2 meetings, if that's okay. May I? So yes, if you do have interest in running for either of those two positions, please feel free to reach out to Wilwyn or myself at the Arts Foundation, and certainly, of course, our chair Mel and our prior chair Alex. If you have any questions, want to learn a little bit about what is involved in terms of timing and the extent to which we request that you become familiar with the boards and commissions protocols. So we welcome all of you to, you know, consider a nomination either for yourself or someone else. And please, the door is wide open for our for a conversation. Thank you so much, Chair Mel. Chair Dominguez.
I still can't get used to unmuting this thing. So thank you so much for that. Abby, are you all set for your awesome? Let's do it.
Great. Thank you for the introduction. I would like to begin by introducing our guest. We have Alfredo Araiza here from the Palo Verde Park Neighborhood Association. He's here on behalf of Rhonda Bodfield, who you may remember has attended one of our previous meetings for another donation in the same neighborhood. So welcome. Thank you for attending today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem.
And I'm just like Mel in many ways because I always forget to do the mute thing. Or undo the mute thing.
I'm in meetings all the time and it never gets easier. So
I'm really familiar with this process because I'm on the city's Environmental Services Committee. So it's the same thing where we just start talking, we forget we're on mute, and then we have to go backtrack, and it's kind of fun, but you know, it takes getting used to.
Totally. So I hope that you all had time to look over the donation packet that I sent out after our meeting last week. But just as a quick reminder before we jump into any discussion, the criteria that we use here in PACD to review public art donations, we're looking at appropriateness of artwork, appropriateness to in terms of the aspects of its surroundings, relationship to proposed or existing artwork in the area, appropriateness of the artwork location, and appropriateness of scale and neighborhood design guidelines. And finally, maintenance and production quality. We're looking for constructability, durability and craftsmanship and fabrication of the artwork. We're looking for maintenance, preservation and conservation implications and intended length of display for the artwork, whether permanent or temporary. And I will just share my screen quickly one more time so you can we can review the artwork. Excuse me, I have something popping up here that I've got to clear out. Okay, got it. So I'll just quickly share my screen and then we can open it up for any questions or comments about the artwork. I'm sorry, I'm having an issue. Give me one second here. Okay, I had to reload my image, but we've got it ready now. All right, if you can see my screen, we're voting on this. It is a mural painted on the north side of the wall on one of the pool buildings at the Palo Verde Park. And you'll remember in the packet, there are a number of other artworks by the same artist, Angela Pittenger, in the same area. So I'll stop sharing here and open it up to discussion. And it looks like Corinne has a question. Corinne, would you like to jump in?
I had a couple of questions. First of all, why is the artwork on only half of the wall and not the entire wall space?
Well, as you probably know, it's hard for us to raise money because we have to do this bake sales. We do garage sales and things of that nature. So we can only afford so much of it at a time. So this is like the first phase of the project. We want to do another image that goes adjacent to it. So, you know, there's a choice between the two that anybody can have to use that for any kind of interaction that they want to have with, you know, take pictures of themselves in input pictures of themselves in the image. Pretty similar to what you've seen before around in other places where people have, there's images of butterflies and people stand behind that and things like that.
So I'm sorry, that relates to my second question, which is how is this, it's described as interactive and the interactivity is taking pictures of it.
Of people inside, you know, in the photograph, you know, in this particular case, there's going to be a swing in the image, and people would just take pictures of themselves with, you know, like they're on the swing itself, that, that kind of interaction. The
is a swing being installed in the space?
No, it's just the paint. The swing is painted onto the wall itself, and so okay. And so you're going to have the people standing in front of it with, you know, pretending that they're on the swing in themselves.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Any other questions?
Were there any other concerns that the group had with the whole process? I'm not quite sure because I'm like the third person in this thing. So, we've been trying really hard to help maintain the park and the neighborhood surrounding it because we think that however the park goes, so goes the neighborhood. And so we spend an awful lot of time weeding around the park. We have with Angela, who happens to also live in the neighborhood, Angela the artist, we have conspired with her to, you know, work on several other projects around the park and in the neighborhood too, so that we can show some sort of positive energy to let people know that we're, you know, we have a real concern to help maintaining our neighborhood. And it's also an investment on our part because we are, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we're supposed to have a lot of these improvements in our park. And they were promised to us back in, I think it was 2014 or something like that, when the bond proposal was passed. And we've been waiting for the city to do something about this. 2019 is when it was passed. And so we just don't want to, you know, people to think that, you know, there's no interaction in the neighborhood or within the street or in the park itself. And we just want to make sure that, there's a lot of good energy involved with this. We get a lot of feedback from the people in the neighborhood, especially when Angela has been working on several projects before, and, you know, people stop and talk to her, and you know, she has a great deal of energy, and she has a great deal of excitement when she talks about her work, and that really helps as far as her helping us get our message across as to the positivity of the activity and how we want the neighborhood to look. And so we feel real comfortable with her as representative of our neighborhood because, you know, she lives in it too. This is part of her, her home. And so that's how we kind of look at it.
Wonderful. Thank you. Mel, do you have a question?
Alfredo, have you all like done any of that? What is it? Like, how long do you think that, like, because it looks like the painting's done like on a canvas or on a panel?
We've planned to just have it on the wall itself.
Okay.
There's also a really big mural right next to it. You might be able to catch it on Google. It's right there near the entrance of the pool itself. Several years ago, though, and I can't remember which group it was, but they approached me to be on a panel, and so I had to go downtown and because I was asked by the ward to represent the ward because I have I'm a photographer, a retired photographer from the Arizona Daily Star. And as Adriana will point out to you, I'm a big fan of the arts. And so they asked me to participate in selecting the artist for the project. And to make a really long story short, out of the four candidates that were there, Isaac Caruso was the only one who showed up. And so naturally we gave it to him, but also, it was my opportunity to find out exactly where they were going to put it within our ward. And the initial idea was for them to put it on the overpass on 22nd Street that connects to Palo Verde High School, just north of us, which I thought was just a horrible idea because you're not supposed to put any kind of artwork over the roadway. And so, no one would be able to see the artwork. They were going to put it on the railings on the side. And the only way you can do that really without, you know, running the risk of running off the road is to see it and turn your head if you're going westbound and you only see a little bit of it if you're going eastbound. And so I thought this is a horrible place because Isaac was the perfect candidate for us. We wanted to have somebody who would interact with kids. And so we had the kids who went to Palo Verde High School and they were really eager to participate in the project, but that wasn't the right venue. So I had suggested the pool area at the park, which is just north of the school. And it turns out that, you know, everybody on the committee thought that was a really good idea because we didn't want to waste Isaac's passion and his ability to work with kids and to provide us with a really cool mural. And so I offered I didn't have the ability to do that. I just said that would be a great place for the mural because it's north facing. So it would be less chance of getting damaged by the sun. And it was right there at the entrance to the pool. And so we interacted with Isaac and we talked about how history was really important to us. So he has kind of a blend between the desert, the way it was before, and then the history of, he had like a black and white photograph in the mural. So kind of, it's an homage to the past and how the park was started in 1952. And then had these beautiful images. And he also asked if it was okay for him to put his dog in there. So we thought that was cool because his dog was there the whole time with all the kids. And, you know, everybody was, you know, commenting how great his dog was. And so we said, yeah, sure. Why not? Go ahead and put him in there. So that is adjacent to the other mural that we want to put in now.
Yeah. And that photo, I'm going to share my screen quickly because we have that photo of the mural that you're talking about here, and it was included in your packet of like some of a selection of nearby artworks. So this is a mural that's nearby on the pool, as well as then a few of the others, like you mentioned, by Angela as well, that are in the park.
Right.
Sorry to interrupt. I just had that at the ready. So.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
And so it's also the park is the children's playground area is just to the west of that, which is like about maybe 50 feet is where it begins. And they have and hopefully, again, this is part of the package that the city wants to. I said that they're going to work on us with us is to expand and to improve the children's area where they have places where they could have swings and you know, things like that for them to play around. So that would just be another extension for, you know, the activity that people can do because it's so close to where we want this mural to be put in.
Yeah, that's perfect. It's in a parking, pool, playground kind of trifecta right there.
Right. Yeah. One of the things that they promised for this bond package was a splash pad. So they put it right there in front of the pool. which is not open that much, but it's, you know, you've got the splash pad, you've got the pool, you've got the murals, and then you've got the playground just next to that. Not next to it, but you know.
Thank you, Alfredo, and thank you, Abby. I think that we've seen enough to, we could take a vote. Is this, we do a vote on this or?
Move to approve the project.
Awesome. Do we get a second?
This is Nancy, I second.
Thank you so much for that. And thank you, Alfredo, for participating and being the advocate on the ground there in your neighborhood. It means a lot to hear all the little tidbits and insights of how things take place in a community, you know, effort to get things beautified and livened up, and to let folks know that we're still out there and that we still care so much. So thank you, Alfredo, for that. Well, and thank you, Abby.
And again, let me thank the committee too, because I know this is, you know, it's a lot of work for you guys. And again, being from the environmental services, I know that there's a lot that you don't see in these meetings, but there's a lot of work involved, and I appreciate everything that you've done. And Adriana, it was a pleasure to see you again. It's been way too long, but you know, that's just the way life is.
Can I interject, because we have not quite finished the process. We still have to do our roll call vote before we wrap up our thanks and move on. Sorry.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and take a roll call. Adrian Ackerman?
Enthusiastically approve.
Perfect. Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Thank you. Lily Tate?
Approve.
Thank you. Jim Glock?
Approve.
Thank you. Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Thank you. Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Thank you. Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Thank you. Mel Dominguez?
Approve.
Thank you. Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Thank you. Bob Clark?
Approve.
Thank you. Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Thank you. We do have a unanimous approval.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Alfredo, for making time to be here today. I will contact you and Rhonda about moving forward. And thank you again. You're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting if you'd like, or you're free to go.
I've got an environmental services meeting tomorrow that I've got to get ready for. So I would like to, but you know, I have my own duty to perform.
No problem.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. So now we're moving on to the free wall discussion. So there was a letter that was sent out via email. Alex Jimenez, are you still with us? You're still listening on the call?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome, because you took leadership in this role for the free wall leadership. And we're reviewing because you're leaving? Is that why we're reviewing it? Am I wrong?
Not quite. It's been a year since those of you who were on the committee, when we signed it, it's been a year since we all signed this letter that we were each going to send to our respective elected leaders whose offices we sort of represent. We were all supposed to send them the letter and encourage them to bring up the idea of designating some city property as a free wall, you know, but that can only happen if mayor and council bring that to an agenda item during a council session. And that'll only happen if the council members are interested in taking it up as an issue, so it can be discussed amongst mayor and council. So those are kind of the steps. And since it's been a year and we have new and different members, it seemed like it was time to look at the letter again as a committee, decide if anyone wants to take lead on updating it. I believe the .docx file was attached. Whoever in the committee currently wants to volunteer to look at that. It would be a good agenda item for the next meeting to go over the letter and see if there's additions. And then ultimately the goal would be that everyone would put their name on it. And then whoever is elected chair would, you know, officially author it and then sign it. And then each committee member would be their responsibility to talk it up to their representative. You know, I kept it in the ear of Ward 1 when I was chair. And it's just, it's a little difficult because it's election season for some council people and for the mayor. So, you know, but I just thought at least getting the process started again by everyone looking at the old letter was sort of the goal of the agenda item.
So what else, Alex said? So they would review it and then they'd send it, like signing off and saying, I agree with this, and then reach out to their prospective person that nominated them for their seat on the panel and say, this is why we're doing it, and kind of just review, like go over it with them and just say, this is what we're up to. ¿Y qué más? What else could we say, or what else would we have to do? Is there anything else?
Well, I think at the next session, PACD session, it would be a more longer discussion about the free wall, and edits can be made at that time to the letter because maybe people's feelings have changed. Maybe members have identified some concrete suggestions for locations. But the reason it was an agenda item this week was to bring it to everyone's attention, to have everyone read the old one, and to possibly get a lead who would like to take over this process, because the chair position will be changing over the next couple of months. So having just someone in committee commit to it, whether it's chair or not chair, not the chair, would be a good idea.
Awesome. Sounds like an easy task. And something that is much needed in the neighborhoods. Folks are always looking to expand their skills and making large pieces of art, or being involved in the community at in some way, or sharing their art in the visual way. So take your time to review this letter and add your name to it and talk to whomever you think they needs talking to. How about that? Let's see. Is that all for that that topic? And we move to the next. It would be the public art map review. And guess what, folks? I didn't talk to anybody else about doing the public art review map. But if Janet Fisher's ready and willing to do something like that on the fly, it'd be excellent. And if we don't have time today, I highly recommend to get online and check out what we have going on the Arts Foundation website to see all the newly updated additions and things that have been, reviewed on that website. And then also just if you're a local, if you get around town, there's a lot of new pieces of artwork going up. I've seen something down on South 10th and like 33rd. I can't remember the artist's name right now at the moment, but there are some fantastic pieces of public art going up. And like when we began this meeting, there's something locally on 22nd between South 6th and Park. And it's on that teachers union building, I think it is. But there's so many things with that going on. Is Janet there? Is Janet still, does she get locked up? Hi, Janet.
I'm here.
Hi, do you think you can do this on the fly, or do you need more time?
Well, review artwork?
Yeah, from the website, from that art map.
The time allotted is also to open up an opportunity for someone to take the lead in November.
También, yes. It's also welcome that if anybody else would like to take that lead, that yes, you can volunteer for November. Thank you, Wyland. While when I will get it right one day, I swear.
Do we have anyone interested in talking about their neighborhood or district that they represent to share some public art using our public art map for November? And we can add it to the agenda for next week, next month, not next week.
I would do it, but I am actually out of town in November, the first part of November.
Dang. So Leanne Hernandez is here with us. I don't think her camera's present or their camera's on, but we would like to welcome you on to the Arts Foundation panel. Thank you so much for joining us.
And if thank she you wants, all so much.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you all so much. Sorry, I had to join from my phone. I couldn't find the link. I apologize for that. But hello, everyone. My name is Leonard Hernandez. I live in Ward 1 in Barrio Hollywood. And I am an art historian by training and chef. But I'm really excited to be in this space. And again, my apologies for being late today.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Leanna. It's so nice to see you on board. And I had no idea you lived in Ward 1. There was a report earlier, and it showed that the majority of the projects look like they're all in Ward 1. So it'd be nice that if you would like to do like the art map next month, maybe do it in your ward so you can bring us up to date as to what is new there. I mean, it's up to you. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, no, I'm not opposed for sure, Mel. You know, I think as long as I can get someone to let me know what that looks like and could be composed of, I'm happy to do it.
I'll help you out.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I see I have some friends here, so I'm so happy to see everyone. Hi, Val. Hi, Alex. Nice to see you all. And yeah, I'm looking forward to getting more oriented. Thank you.
Awesome. I love it. I wish that it was just like a hangout Zoom, like chit chat with everybody. Because it's really nice to see just all the artists and everybody's projects bubbling and things are actually happening. It seems like the Arts Foundation is being super effective out there in the public. And it's looking really great, guys. Thank you so much. So let's see. Is it time for the end of year meeting announcements with Abby?
I think Adrienne has a question or comment.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to offer, because I will also be out of town the beginning of November, but I would be happy to, if this would be an appropriate time to offer for December, so we can just round out the year, I'd be happy to do the same for December if that's like an ongoing agenda item. I would also need a little bit of support, Wilden, because I don't know which area I would focus on based on my appointment, but happy to do that.
Wilwin's going to be busy. But honestly, folks, it's when you're on the Zoom and you're here meeting with us, it's really just about sharing your screen and the ward. I'm like, you could choose your own ward or be open. From my perspective, I don't know if there's any like really solid rules on what you have to do, but it's really just sharing with us what we haven't seen yet. A lot of us folks, they have regular jobs. I'm that one. but you know what? And just hearing from you and seeing being updated would be amazing. So yeah, even into December would be awesome, because I know that it's a whirlwind. I have a number of projects and events, and that's why I'm actually having to step down and step out of place, because I'm overwhelmed at the moment because of these projects. But that is the way of being here in Tucson, Arizona. It's that time of season where everybody here gets busy. Jenna, you had a question?
So I just wanted to say, I'll just add to reviewing the art. Basically, what you do is go on the website and kind of look at some of the art that's there. You can choose what part of the city you'd like to review and how many you'd like to review. And then you just show it on your screen and just kind of talk about it. You know, so it's just a little bit of a review maybe beforehand, so you can decide which ones you'd like to review. But it's a pretty fun process. You know, I had chosen to do university, and I walk there quite a bit with my dogs, and I always see them. So to get online and actually learn more about the artists and stuff was pretty fun. So that's basically all there is to it.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. That's exactly it. Yeah, you can choose artwork that you've seen or experienced in real life and then look it up on our website, or you can just, you know, travel through our website map and then pick some that strike you and talk about mm-hmm. those. Adrian, you're the city, you're the mayor's appointee, correct? Yeah, so anywhere in the city. No, it can be anywhere. If you want to highlight, you could do that as well.
You know what would be interesting for maybe next year or something like that? If there was a ghost stories attachment to that.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I actually took the students to, where is that at? It's in downtown, just north of the little Poca Cosa. It's at the county clerk's office, but there used to be a graveyard there, and they totally, yeah. And so, but there's all of the people's names that were removed from there. And there's actually a really nice piece of art on their building. It looks like a microchip, and I can't remember the artist's name. But it's super reflective. It's south facing. And it's something that I actually took my students physically on that walk. And it was based on that, it being a graveyard, and then being able to turn around and look at, you know, the Jessica Gonzalez piece of art, the library art. So there's, when you're looking at this map, it'd be nice, just whatever you chose, because there's so much art here. So good luck on that, whomever takes that. That piece. So how about now? Is it time? Is it for Abby's? All right, Abby, take over for some more serious talk.
I'm only here for the serious stuff. No, I'm just kidding. But actually, quick side note, I believe the piece you were referencing, Mel, is a Gordon Huther piece, which is currently an artist that has a commission coming up. So exciting crossover there. But my important end of year meeting announcements per the agenda. Again, I would like to bring up that we've discussed at our previous meeting the request to reschedule the PACD meeting in November from November 8th to November 15th. The majority of the Arts Foundation team will be attending a conference during the 8th and will be unavailable. And the 15th is a Wednesday, planning to meet via Zoom at 3:30 per usual, but just a week later. And then based on the high volume of donations and projects that we do have going on right now that Wilwyn mentioned earlier, we would like to plan to have the December meeting. I know periodically it's canceled. Sometimes it happens just due to the volume of work. In order to keep projects going for the artists who've been working so hard on them, we're hoping to hold our December meeting in order to keep projects moving along. It's on the 13th, so it's still a little bit of a stretch for the holidays. So hopefully everyone is still available and we can have a successful quorum meeting. Thank you.
Wait, is that the whole report? Oh, wow, that was fast. There's just been so much happening. I thought it would be much longer. Thank you, Abby, for that. That is excellent. I love that. So let's see. I mean, there's request additions for next month's agenda. Is there anybody who thinks that we should, we need to add anything to the agenda other than maybe take, I mean, I don't know. What can we add? Oh, Robert.
If we're going to change the date, don't we need to take a vote?
That sounds like a thing that we should be doing. Leticia, do we need to vote for that date?
You can take a poll, but it's not like an official vote. I know on other commissions that I support, when the meeting doesn't fall on a specific date for whatever reason, we do send out a poll seeing if that date does work. And so I could send an email out, or we could do a poll right here via show of hands. As long as there's enough for quorum, then it should be okay. You can ask if anybody's opposed to that date, or...
Is anybody opposed to that date? What was it, November?
November 15th, Wednesday at 3:30.
The third Wednesday of the month rather than the second Wednesday.
Correct. I already have it on my calendar, so that's what's happening. Nah. No, but if you all have an opportunity to double check your calendars now, if not, I guess you can save it till later. And my animals are going crazy. Sorry.
After today's meeting, I could send out an email and get everybody's input, and then I'll forward that to the Arts Foundation staff.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Good perfect. Question. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Thank you, Leticia. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Well, I mean, I think there's one more item on that list is the call to the audience. I want to say there's an audience member out there that we already know, right, Alex? Do you have any more to add?
Thanks. As an audience member, the only thing to add would be that, although I hope that you all continue to engage with the public art map. So, you know, it's just a little extra level of like involvement that we can each have with the public art collection. I think it matters a lot that we're informed as, well, not we, that you all are informed, you know, as committee members. And then please, please, someone consider stepping up as chair. You know, we really need, you know, that excitement. It's fairly easy. It's a little bit more of a time commitment, you know, but it feels it's a nice way to serve in a different capacity in a more kind of engaged way. As far as the free wall, also, since there wasn't any volunteer to take on that letter, maybe look it over and think about it, because it's also like, at least I feel it's a really important thing that we did as a committee last year. And as an audience and member and citizen, I think and support using public property with and having more freedom for artists to use it as they like without repercussion. So anyhow, I'm excited for you all to continue to engage and really just remember that you all represent a ward or county office. So staying apprised of what's happening in your area, public art-wise, is part of your responsibility, I believe. And I encourage you all to maintain contact with your wards. I used to send updates to my ward office unsolicited, just so that they knew, you know, what the heck I was doing as an appointee in their committees. It's just, you just have to have that sort of... motivation. So anyhow, that's all.
Thank you so much for that, Alex. And you know, really quick, I don't know if you all are familiar with Amal. She's the Syrian puppet that's like 10 foot tall, and she's doing a tour across the United States. Well, she's gonna visit Tucson October 28th. And she'll be there's a list of her schedule where she's going to be. But I want to say at like 9 a.m., she's going to actually be at Galeria Mitotera, which is my gallery over on 4th and 28th. We're hosting the puppet and Amal, and we're having breakfast with the locals there in the neighborhood. So you all are welcome to stop by and hang out. And there's also I had another question for everybody at Arts Foundation. Over at the Tucson Marketplace, where the Costco, the Walmart, the refinery, Geico, they're building so many things. Is there any more artwork that's going to be going into that area, the Tussaud Marketplace? I think that's Ward 5. I'm not sure, though.
That's a private development, so we don't have any projected plans for it.
Wow, because it's a huge chunk that's right smack dab. It's almost like they're making a very small community there. And now that I know that, that sounds kind of sad because they need. I think that they need art. There's also the Mission Integration Lab where they have a huge blimp or a drone that comes out of there. So I don't know if any of you all have your eyes peeled on that. Now, I don't have any more questions. Does anybody else have any? Oh, Adriana. Yes, ma'am.
Is it okay to ask permission to be a part of an extended chairperson's report, a public art director's report, since they were on the agenda, Leti? So may I ask Wilwin or Mal to give me permission to add on to their report?
Yeah, yes. Mal is a chairperson, can acknowledge or deny.
Oh, yes, please. I would love for you to add to the report, Adriana, please.
Thank you so much, Chair Dominguez. I wanted to provide an invitation to everyone this weekend. As Adrian mentioned, we will be having Salud Arte on Sunday from 2 to 6 at Utterback Madge School. But also, as you make your way around Tucson Meet Yourself this weekend, please look for a booth that's being hosted by the City of Tucson and an organization, a firm called Lord Resources, I believe. So the City of Tucson is actually authoring a heritage cultural plan for the City of Tucson. And if you stop by the booth, you can complete a survey where you'll be able to inform the working group, the steering committee, and, you know, the larger policymakers in Tucson as to what your aspirations are for the development of our arts and cultural multiple identities and access to resources that you would like. The Arts Foundation is working in collaboration with the City of Tucson since we manage a lot of their cultural assets for them financially and programmatically and, you know, through the public art program. And also there may be opportunities that I would love to share with you all for ambassadors to collect 40 signatures. There's a small honorarium attached to that. I don't have all the specifics yet, but if you or someone you know is the type of artistic community organizer that's really interested in taking these surveys out into community and making sure that our broader city is represented, input-wise, please just, you know, stay in touch with me, and I'd love to connect you with Lord Resources, or just go talk to them on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I think they'll have a pretty prominent area in the plaza for your information.
How exciting. And I think that's amazing because that's exactly what Tucson needs. So that's going to be my announcement for everybody to go to the Tucson Eat Yourself and go do a cool survey about cultural. But that's cool. Thank you so much. I think this is going to be great. I'm really excited. Just all the things that are happening with the Arizona Arts Foundation, all the leadership, everybody's working together, all the collaboration. It's so nice. I mean, we met Quorum, no problem. We even have, I feel like, so many employees on here. It feels good. I feel supported over here. So thank you so much. I hope I didn't fumble too much, you know, on the agenda. And you know what, Alex, I would say I'm going to miss you, but I see you so often. I don't think that's possible. So Alex, thank you so much for everything that you did while here with us on the Arts Foundation. And I think that's everything, folks. Did I cover everything? Is that everything? Can we? Yeah, I love it. And we were recorded. We kept it cool. Called to the audience. Everyone got their programming in. And you know what? This is how we do in Tucson. As the weather gets cool, we get together. We go outside. There's going to be many events coming up and programming, etc. So it's your opportunity that when you're here that you listen in and that you can share on your own personal social media machine. And that's all I got for y'all. But thank you so much. And I guess that's everything, right, folks? All right. And I hope you're okay with my wife joining the team. And let's see what happens next. I'll keep in contact with you all somehow. But cheers. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Good job. Thank you. 4:38.
Is that it? Or are we okay? Or is it okay to log off?
Everybody good. Go.
Awesome. I appreciate it. We did good timing, folks. Thanks so much.
Thank you, coach.
Y'all, man.
Thank you. Oh.